3 years ago, I started a YouTube channel. My Alan Spicer channel, for that fact. Now, I've just passed 20,000 subscribers, and I wanted to be honest with you and just sit down and step you through the path, the flow, the journey that that is. Now, so many of you watch YouTube and think, yeah, great, I can do that, right? And you may have the passion, you may have the skill, you may have the fire that burns in your heart and your soul to create content. But some of you don't realize that it's not going to take 5 videos. It's not going to take 10 videos, right? It's not even going to take 100 videos, because there's a lot that you need to learn. Now, yes, there are people out there like Janelle, Ileana, right? Or Dad, how do I do I? Stuff like that. That just blast through the stratosphere and go from 0 subscribers to hundreds of thousands, millions in a couple of months. But it's not how the average journey goes. Linus Tech Tips, one of the largest tech tip video channels on YouTube. Marcus Brownlee. Mr. Beast. PewDiePie. PewDiePie's a bad example, right? But Mr. Beast published thousands of videos before he even started to get any traction. Right? I've got 500 videos on my YouTube channel all about YouTube tutorials. It depends on your niche. It depends on the size of the audience that you're aiming at. It depends on the value proposition that you are offering. It also depends on the longevity. Now, Chris Crocker is a name that some of you may recognize and some of you may not. Yes, I'm a YouTube boomer. I've been around for long enough to cite original early trends. Chris Crocker was the Leave Britney Alone guy. He exploded. Everybody knew him. And then all of a sudden, he disappeared. Now, Linus Tech Tips. Linus has said this in a recent interview. It's all about the arc, the bell curve. Now, if you slowly grow, you're more likely to build a very sustainable business underneath it. You're more likely to learn the lessons that it takes to explode. You took the 3, the 4, the 5, the 8 years to grow a channel and understand what that behavioural metric means, how to engage with that audience, how to look at the thumbnail, what branding you need to develop, what staff you need in place, what cash flow you need to make sure that the business stays alive. You can do that over 6, 7, 8 years. You can't really do that if you go viral overnight. Are you going to capitalise on that success? I would prefer to have 100 million views over 5 years that I can slowly learn how to get the most out of it than 100 million views in a week. Because if I was to upload my 3rd video and it went mental and I got 100 million views, yeah, I'm sure I'll get some subscribers. But do I know what made that so successful? Now, I've got to figure out over the next 5 years how to replicate my success that I did so early on. Now, some people adapt. Many people don't. Some people pivot, like a Shane Dawson. But at the end of the day, it's all about the longevity of the experience that you're giving. Now, it took me 14 months to get monetized on YouTube. 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time. I think in the end that I had 1,700 subscribers before I hit 4,000 hours of watch time, but it took me 14 months. Now, it then took me another 10 months to get to 10,000 subscribers. Not bad. But then it only took another 6 months to get to 20,000 subscribers. In my first year, I got, I don't know, 200,000 views. In my second year, I got around about 1 million views. And in the 6-7 months of 2020 so far, I've got 1.5 million views alone. It snowballs and it takes its time. And what was the deciding factor? 3 videos a week, every week, without fail. For 3 years. 450, 500 videos. I put it out there, I go back and I learn. Did the thumbnail do well? Would the thumbnail do better if it was looking like this? And I switch it out and try things like TubeBuddy. Or I have a look at the hashtags and the titles and the descriptions, and I use things like vidIQ. You do your keyword research. You go back into the video analytics and you have a look at the audience retention. Because once you know what's keeping people, you'll also understand what lost you people. Now, when I first started on YouTube, my audience retention was 15, 20%. And I thought that was good because I'd come from a clickbait-esque channel previously where people would jump in and jump out very quickly. So I was proud when I raised it from 20 to 30 to 40. Now, my most recent videos, after 3 years of honing my expertise, get a good retention rate of at least 55%. One of my most recent videos gets 65% audience retention, which means not only are they watching, but they're sticking as long through the video as possible, which is a good signal to YouTube, and they watch all the way to the end, where I can then suggest the next one for them to watch, and the next one, and the next one. That way, I haven't just won one click. I've won 3 or 4 video views, which shows YouTube that I'm worth watching and reliable. But that took 3 years to learn how to do that. That's a journey. It's certainly a marathon and not a sprint. So I'd like to thank everybody that's part of the family that got me to 20,000 subscribers. Hopefully, now you feel a little bit better about the fact that you've been doing it for 3 months and you've only got a few subscribers. Set your mind to the long haul game. You won't disappoint yourself. You'll set up some strong foundations and you'll grow for the long haul. Going viral isn't always the blessing you think it is. Laying a strong foundation can build a fantastic, beautiful bridge over amazingly troubled waters, which means you survive for much longer. Thank you for listening.